Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios, our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, the one and only Dr. Judith Stillman. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to be back.
Nice to have you. It's been a few years since you've been here, and the world continues to acknowledge your fame and talent. Lots of things that go on with you and your different adventures. So let's catch our audience up a little bit. First off, you are a professor at Rhode Island College, have been for more than a year now.
Pretty long time, artist in residence. It's a tenured position. I feel very lucky to be the artist in residence at Rhode Island College, and it affords me a chance to explore my own creativity as kind of I guess, an emissary for the arts at the college.
Excellent. So that means lots of programs that are directed by you, or not necessarily starring you as such, but put on and so forth. And you've been playing the piano now for a long time? More than a year also. You started out as a child with piano, or did you start on another instrument?
I started playing when I was 3 years old. And soon thereafter, you know, some years after, I went to Juilliard for pre-college, and then bachelor's, master's, and doctorate. So,
master's and doctorate. Okay, well,
I got the third degree, as they say.
I'll try to show a little more respect as we're talking. And the timing works out great to have you back, because a week from today, next Sunday afternoon, at the Rhode Island Philharmonic Music School, is going to be a concert by you at the Cotter Center, 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And we're going to find out a lot of things about that. We'll listen to some music that you might be playing and or some music that is related to that event. And tickets are available by going to rifill.org. And we'll give you that information a little bit later. But let's talk a little bit about this concert. This is a rather special event. Where should we start?
Well, I guess I'll start by saying that I'm thrilled to be part of what is a unique collaboration with extraordinary colleagues, one of whom is the artistic director of the GAM Theater, Tony Estrella, who's just fantastic.
Yes, he is.
And he'll be delighting the audience by appearing as Beethoven and four of Beethoven's contemporaries.
So now he's going to appear as the character, as an actor, if you will, as Beethoven. And is he going to do anything particularly? Is he going to direct or conduct, or is it just kind of the story to
Oh, he's doing so much by being five characters already. But essentially, we're trying to illuminate and contextualize the music by twining together Beethoven's and Liszt's and Czerny's letters, journals, and reminiscences.
Okay. Well, that sounds interesting. Very a little bit different. And so Tony, who is the artistic director of the GAM Theater, has been on our program before, and time to get him back, too. It's been a few years for him to get here,
Absolutely.
So we'll have to get him down here and find out how it all went after the event. But let's talk a little bit about the music that you've decided to put into this, and that's going to lead us to our first piece of Beethoven music, which is not necessarily in the program, but just an example.
The program focuses upon three of his masterworks, the Spring Sonata for violin and piano, the trio for piano, clarinet, and cello that was adapted by Beethoven from his septet, and the trio for violin, cello, and piano called the Kakadu Variations. And I do want to mention my wonderful colleagues from the Rhode Island Philharmonic who will be playing with me, Ian Greitzer, clarinetist, Catherine Winterstein, violinist, and Stephen Lavin, cellist.
Okay, so they'll all be part of the program. And what piece of music are we going to start with first tonight?
Well, I think we're going to be hearing Beethoven's Quintet in E-flat for piano and winds, Opus 16. We'll be hearing the Rondo movement from that, played by Vinto Chiaro and me. And this was a live performance. And I'm really interested in playing this piece for your audience because Beethoven was so influenced by Mozart, which is part of the theme that you'll experience when you come to the concert on Sunday.
Thank you.
beautiful music provided by Dr. Judith Stillman, and playing in that piece also, live recording about how long ago was that, roughly?
Oh, I'm not sure. It's with Vento Chiaro and their wonderful ensemble in Boston. It was pretty recent.
Okay.
And I wanted to mention that, so that work was written by Beethoven in 1796, but in 1784, Mozart wrote a quintet for the same scoring, also in E-flat major. So it's pretty clear that there was an inspiration there. Hmm. And a couple of anecdotes about that piece. Apparently, when Beethoven would play it, he would just expositorially play cadenzas here and there, and the wind players would think that it was about to cadence, and they'd put their instruments to their mouths and take a breath, and then he'd fake them out, and he would keep playing. So that was one story. And the other is when I first played this was back at Marlborough many years ago in the music festival, and I was practicing that last movement, the movement you just heard, and Rudolf Serkin knocked on my practice room door and came on in, and he said, "Look, you know, I really recommend that this be played with less pedal, much shorter. Let me demonstrate." And he knocked me off the bench and he sat down and he demonstrated. And I was, you know, excited, inspired, right. Love getting instruction. And so then I continued to play it. I practiced in the manner in which he had shown me. I was kind of imitating him. And a few minutes later, his son, Peter Serkin, came into the room, said, "Judy, that really should be played with more pedal and much more legato." So when I got to the concert,
everybody's opinion.
When I got to the concert that night, both Peter Serkin and Rudolf Serkin were sitting in the front row. And I was thinking, well, how am I going to play this now, you know? So thankfully, because it's a rondo, the theme repeats. And I could do it once, you know, for the father, once for the son, and once for the Holy Spirit.
All right. Well, that's great. It is interesting how everyone's opinion is different. I know that's even true when you're playing on a particular instrument, piano. One expert will say, "Oh no, the Mason Hamlin is way better than the Steinway, and the Steinway is
It's also individual.
Individual. All right, let's go back to our program and talk about another Beethoven piece. What do you have now?
Okay, so this is a movement from, as I had mentioned before, the trio for clarinet, cello, and piano that we'll actually be playing on the Beethoven program at the music school. And this is based upon Beethoven's septet, which is rather important and innovative work. And then in about 1803, Beethoven himself arranged it as a trio. And you'll be hearing, in this version, you'll hear Richard Stoltzman, Mike Reynolds from the Muir String Quartet, and me. But at the concert, you'll hear Ian Greitzer, who's the principal clarinetist of the Rhode Island Philharmonic, and Steve Levin, who's a cellist in the Rhode Island Philharmonic, and me playing the same piece.
Excellent. Let's listen to that, then we'll take a short break, and we'll be back.
Thank you.
back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Dr. Judith Stillman, and we're talking about a program coming up next Sunday at 2 p.m., April 29th, at the Rhode Island Philharmonic and Orchestra Music School, which is the Carter Center, and that's on 667 Waterman Avenue in East Providence. Tickets are available for the event, and a mere $25. Is that a misprint?
No, and actually there are even more spectacular rates, lower rates for students.
Wow, general admission,
students,
$25, and $15 for students 18 and under with a college ID, $10 for music school students and family members. Well, that's a great deal. So get out and have the opportunity to listen to this wonderful music. Judith will be explaining more about it, and we're in the middle of listening to some Beethoven pieces that have been will be performed. Or you have performed in the past. We have one more to go. Tell us about that.
Okay, so this is another movement from the same clarinet trio that we were speaking about. This is the third movement. And I guess I wanted to talk a little bit about the evolution of this project and to let you know that it's really a multimedia, multidisciplinary project, because we have the element of theater. Of course, we have music. We also have accompanying visuals. So we're hoping that this will really make it very accessible to everyone and that you'll find some way to connect with this really fascinating topic.
Right. If you're just tuning in, Tony Estrella will be there. He'll be playing the part of Beethoven. Tony Estrella, of course, known as the artistic director at the GAM Theater. So that'll be an interesting twist on a normal concert environment. And this next piece of music is what?
So this, again, is from the same clarinet trio that we just heard a few moments ago. And it's being played by Richard Stoltzman.
Thank you.
that's one of the pieces that will be played next Sunday, right?
That's right. And so the way the script evolved is that one realized that the Spring Sonata that we're beginning with was written in 1801, and the clarinet trio you've just heard was written in 1803. A very significant part of Beethoven's life occurred in 1802, and a document, the Heiligenstadt Testament, that he wrote. And so I thought, wow. The audience needs to know the context of these pieces. So the Heiligenstadt Testament is a writing, Beethoven's writing, which reflects his despair over his increasing deafness and his desire to overcome his physical and emotional ailments to complete his artistic destiny. And he kept the document hidden among his private papers, really for the rest of his life. And we think he never showed it to anyone, and it was discovered in March 1827 after he died.
Kept it to himself.
So that very powerful piece will be read by Tony Estrella, and it will be underscored by the Slow Movement of the Emperor Concerto, which I've kind of written a transcription for the musicians who will be with me, Catherine and Steve and me.
Wow, excellent.
So that one thing led to another, and once we included the Heiligenstadt Testament, I was so excited that I started reading all kinds of letters and documents and conversations and journals by Beethoven and his contemporaries, and I found that we could illuminate this for the audience in a way that they could feel that they really knew Beethoven if I created kind of a bit of context this way. So what you have with Tony Estrella's very credible portrayal, we really get to know Beethoven as both a genius and as a human. And so his lofty philosophical pronouncements are juxtaposed with his very real-world concerns. I mean, he'll be talking about displeasure with publishers and gastrointestinal issues. And, you know, so like whether you're dipping your toe in the water just to be introduced to classical music, or if you're a seasoned connoisseur, we're hoping the production will appeal.
Absolutely. All right. Sounds very interesting. And that leads to this piece, right?
Yes. So among the things that we discovered, of course, is that Beethoven, we believe, met Mozart. And certainly he was influenced by him. So now we're going to play a few Mozart pieces for your audience.
Okay.
And we're starting with part of a four-hand sonata. Of course, Mozart and his sister Nannerl used to play four-hand sonatas together that he would write for her. And in this case, I'm honored to be playing with my mentor, Gil Kalish. So it was very special to be able to play with Gil. And so this is part of it.
Thank you.
So if you're listening intently, obviously we faded out of that piece to save time and get more music involved. And we want to go to another Mozart piece, so tell us about this one.
So this is a concerto, a slow movement from the C major concerto, commonly known as the Elvira Madigan concerto. And it's, again, a bit of an excerpt, and it's from a North Star recording. I'm putting it in here because within the Beethoven script, there's a place where we hear that Czerny played for Beethoven, and he actually played part of a Mozart concerto, and he talks about how Beethoven would accompany him with his left hand. Hmm. So it can kind of envision that.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and... Back on Conducting Conversations, I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening talking with Dr. Judith Stillman from Rhode Island College fame and lots of other famous places and people that she's played with over the years. You have a very famous student that a lot of people, or companion, or what should we call him?
Well, I think you're talking about Wynton Marsalis.
Yes.
The miraculous trumpeter and everything else that he is. We met when we were fellowship students at Tanglewood back when we were teenagers, and then he actually enrolled in a piano class I was teaching at Juilliard, and we've remained fast friends ever since. And we have a recording together on Sony, and in fact, the next piece you'll hear is from that recording, and the reason I'm playing it, it's by Leonard Bernstein, and of course, we're celebrating Leonard Bernstein's centennial this year.
He was 100th birthday, right.
1918, and it's 2018, and this is a quirky little piece that I love. It's called Rondo for Lifey, and this was from a series of five pieces that Bernstein composed for brass instruments and dedicated to dogs.
Okay.
So Lifey was the name of Judy Holliday's Skye Terrier. And there you go. You see, you should have been in the piece. And so, yeah, this was the inspiration for Bernstein's writing this piece, which is light and whimsical, and it has changing meters. And, well, it's just fun.
Well, that's... Thank you. miss your chance to hear Judith Stillman in concert next Sunday, 2 o'clock, at the Cotter Center for Music, which is part of the Rhode Island Philharmonic Orchestra and Music School. And that's at, 667 Waterman Avenue in East Providence. And general admission is just $25. Students are even cheaper at $15. And those with music school students and family members are only $10. So it's a great deal. If you'd like to go online and get tickets, you can do so at RIPHIL, that's RIPHIL.org. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. You can even call a phone number, 401-248-7000. Operators are standing by. If you call before midnight, you might get a salad master. All right. And so as the poster I'm looking at says, it's Boldly Beethoven, and it's you and your friends.
That's right.
This next piece is particularly meaningful because you composed this next piece, right?
Well, thank you. I mean, I think the next series of pieces are meaningful because tragically, April is kind of a genocide awareness month. And the next piece that we'll be hearing is from a song cycle called Phoenix for the Ashes that I wrote. And as we think about Holocaust Remembrance Day, which occurred on April 11th this year, these are songs that are inspired by and set to poems and stories written during World War II by children who were imprisoned in Terezin concentration camp. So that's where the lyrics come from. And this particular song called Four Children was written by a 14-year-old who perished in the Holocaust. And the tenor is Adam Klein from the Metropolitan Opera. I'm playing the piano. And
and then with glowing faces, we look at silvery world, at green hills white, at life, we look ahead. We are soft deer, complaining crows. We think that we live, but we merely accept blows. We are all children playing with the globe. What a surprise, pursing our globe turns in blood. small light in the night. We are children, children of a great revolution. We want to learn so that from the earth we might freely drink, live, triumph.
Beautiful music provided by Dr. Judith Stillman, and a concert coming up next Sunday, and we've been listening to some great pieces, but unfortunately, time is running short. I know we have quite a few more to listen to, so I'm going to ask you to get us right to it.
So in honor of the Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day, which is coming up on April 24th, I thought we'd play some excerpts from a piece I wrote called When the Music Stopped, which is a tapestry of songs and texts to honor Armenian culture in commemoration of the Armenian Genocide. And so you'll hear some excerpts from that. And I just like to say that the guest artists joining me are phenomenal. Aline Kutan, soprano, Vagershak Ohanyan, baritone, David Gavorkian, duduk, and Mike DeQuatro, dumbek, and Armin Garrow, who's sort of a star of stage and screen, will be the narrator. And I'm
before we do that, I want to read a statement out of the Armenian Weekly about you, because I don't think you might not have read this, but I will. Stillman's virtuoso performance at the piano stands out as a highlight of the evening. Her power, her emotional intensity, and her precision at the keyboard provide an electric backdrop for the unfolding of this evocative drama. So that's quite powerful words.
Thank you for sharing that.
And there's a lot more that I could go on about, but we don't have time for it. So let's.
Fill the glass, fill the glass, fill the glass. Fill the glass, fill the glass, fill the glass. Sheer delight, without reason, without cause, my king does it
waters of my childhood days. could pass 1,000 poplars and find the slender tree that rustled upwards, skywards, wearing heaven on its leaves, I would inhale the daybreak breeze and find the warm aroma that was ours, our old home smoke and our own bread. If a miracle should take me to my childhood there, eyes closed, I could find our house just by breathing in our
We are dying like dumb animals, and we are not afraid. We are lost and not terrified. We are forgiven and not humbled. We are buried and do not struggle. We are deported. We do not panic. We are falsified and do not protest. We are diminished. Do not replenish. We walk, do not look where we go. We are enslaved and do not feel put upon. Dream intact. Stay like a link between future and past, burning away evil with the fire from your eyes. Grow green, Yerevan. Let your ancient dust turn green, greening in one single moment and shining with glory. Let your fist be the scourge against evil, and for faraway children, keep your arms open wide. See your soul in our tears. Erase old grieving and sound the bugle to return the wanderers home.
As you can tell by that enthusiastic audience response, it was a live recording, and lots of people help you make this possible, right, Judith?
Yes, together with my extraordinary colleagues Armin Garrow, Aline Coutin, and Vago Ohanian, we hope that we ultimately demonstrated the resilience of the human spirit.
Excellent. And one more time, I want to tell everyone that the concert will be next Sunday April 29th, 2 o'clock at the Carter Center for Music, 667 Waterman Avenue in East Providence. And if you'd like to get tickets, you can go to rifill.org. Judith, I want to thank you so much for coming in. It's been a while. Hopefully next time won't be so long between visits.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
All right. We have one more piece of music to go out with. I know that you want to leave us in a good mood. Tell us about this.
You'll hear me playing the most prominently known composition by 18th century composer Pietro Domenico Paradies.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.